podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
No, here's the person that Emily is. If you go on vacation, I want everybody to imagine for a moment going on vacation, and you're going to go someplace, let's say, where there's either a beach with, you know, the chairs laid out on the beach, or the pool where they line those chairs up. And as you know, and Emily will attest to this, at a pool, there are prime locations, right? For facing the sun, getting the sun, being in the right spot.
Away from the kiddie pool.
All of that. Well, Emily is that person, Jeremy, who gets up. What time did you say you got up at? Like 6:30 or 7?
The pool opened at 7, so I was there at 7.
She was waiting at 7 a.m., walked in, put a towel and a bag, like a beach bag, on like two or three. How many of the chairs?
Four. There's four of us.
Four chairs.
Yeah.
Went back to her room, went back to bed. And then what time did you come back down to the pool?
We moseyed in, I don't know, probably around like 9:30 or 10.
You're that person.
She's so that person.
We spent, while I was in Florida visiting my pops, we spent one night, we kind of splurged and we went to this hotel. And they have this awesome pool. We wanted a break from the beach for a day because they have one of those pools and they had a slide. They have like different areas, you know, like where it's a little higher. They had a swim up bar and stuff. And the day that we checked in, I noticed that there were a lot of chairs with just towels and like no humans. And it didn't look super busy in there yet. And I was like, so what's going on? And then I kind of realized, I was like, oh, they're saving chairs here. Sweet. The hotel doesn't mind. I'm saving chairs for our pool day. So the next day I woke up early. And Dad was on board with this. He's like, yeah, you go down. I don't want to go down. You know, I'm watching ESPN. So I was like, all right, fine. I'll go down there. And I brought some like magazines to put on one. And I saved four good prime real estate chairs for us. I'm on vacation. Someone else did it first. I may be a jerk store, but I had better sun than you. So I get it.
I don't know.
Saving the chairs at the pool.
I see where it's a jerk move. But yeah, you know me. It's like, well, you want the good seats.
Right. And no one else, anyone else could have gotten up early when the, like, the hours are clearly posted. And there was not one sign about, we do not support saving chairs here at this establishment. So
there wasn't a sign.
What are you going to do? So I was there first. So neener, neener, suck it up. Go sit in the shade.
I guess it depends on how many chairs are at the pool. Because you go to those pools where there's hundreds of chairs. Then I think, sure, you can save a couple. Why not? There's plenty of chairs for everybody. Was there a lot of chairs?
There was.
No.
Maybe like not 20, one for chairs. Everybody, no. You know, and at the hotel kind of that day.
The answer is no.
She moved.
There was also some.
And for hours, those chairs were occupied
there.
By magazines.
It was early. Everybody else was in bed.
I will say,
like I was.
If I ever go to a pool, ever, I would still be that person that kind of kept an eye out on those chairs. And if 20 minutes goes by and nobody goes back to those chairs, I would remove the towel and take the chair. I would do that.
I thought about that.
And then
I'm like,
some muscle dude comes
hey,
walking out.
What are you
out.
Doing?
Yeah.
Right. And I thought about that. I'm like, God, what if we come out and all of our stuff is just in a pile at mm-hmm. the foot of the chairs that someone
Why
else
not?
Is like sitting at?
Or an
I can't
employee
get on,
did
I can't
it.
Get on board with putting the stuff down at 7 a.m. and not coming back till 10. But I'm wondering if now, because I bet years ago, everybody would have thought that was horrible. But I'm wondering with society today.
Right. The
you're entitled.
Changing.
I paid for this.
Right. Yeah. If we did a five call says it all, I would be surprised if the majority of people didn't agree with Emily.
That you can just do it.
Yeah.
You're there.
I
you
think
paid.
We've gotten to that point now where people are like, screw it. This is a screw everybody else type of
well,
culture.
Yeah. You know that saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens on vacation? I mean, really, it was my vacation. I'm sorry I affected your chairs. My vacation.
I think the pool chair hogs are the worst people at the pool.
Whoa there, Tonto.
There's James. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think about that practice?
You know what? I think that's okay. Have you guys been on a cruise ship lately?
Oh, gosh, no.
Never in my life.
It's been a few years.
I've been on one cruise ship. It was many years ago. Why? What did you find, James?
It's like chair warfare out there now.
It's true. Every
are people
man?
Urinating on the chairs, like marking their territory?
I wouldn't say it's that dirty, but if you don't get a chair early in the morning, you pretty much stand around the rest of the day around the pool.
So what do you do? Just camp out on one chair the entire day then and never move?
No, I use Emily's tactic and send someone else down there to save me some chairs.
Yeah,
while you sleep.
Dad was on board because he wanted the chair, but he was going to send me down to do the dirty work. And, you know.
I would almost think with something like a cruise that they would do a reserved seat thing when you're booking the cruise.
Spend more money.
Put your name on it.
You know, James, if you buy an airline ticket right there while you're online, you can go in and click and select your seat, right? Well, why don't we do that with the pool chairs?
You might be on something there.
Well, I'm an idea man, James. That's why I'm here every morning. All right, so you're on Emily's side with us.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, okay?
See? I'd save a seat for him. He's a good man.
Here's Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
How you guys doing today?
Well, I'm doing
sitting around.
I'm doing fine, but what do you think about saving chairs?
I am not on Emily's side.
No.
For that amount of time, I believe that she said first come, first serve. Well, if you're coming first, you better be staying at the pool.
Mm. Or Andrew will have a few words with you.
He will shove you down.
All right. I will not save a chair for you, Andrew.
Your towels and your blankets would be all on the floor if I didn't see you in the next
bring
hour.
Bring it.
See him ripping it like, you know, how those...
Oh, like the table?
The magicians will pull a tablecloth off a table.
Your bag of magazines are still on it.
I can see you stomping on my Cosmo magazine.
Oh, the humanity.
I live in an apartment complex where people do it all the time.
Yeah, and are you the guy who throws all their stuff right onto the ground?
I'd report them.
Right onto the ground.
Wow. You are tough, man. You
like
are
the police.
Tough, dude.
Don't be messing
the
with
towel
Andrew.
Police.
Buddy, thank you for being on the show. Enjoy the sun this weekend. Thanks for your call. Here's Randy. Hello, Randy. Look at this.
Howdy.
A lot of guys sounding off about this.
Yeah, they're thinking about me and my bikini.
I wonder if it's a territorial thing, so guys get their juices all up, right?
Trump.
Yeah. What do you think, Randy?
Well, I was going to take the cruise line, too, but the whole thing is the new cruise lines, you can actually pay extra and get your own deck chair. So they do that.
Okay.
But what I do is I get up at 6:30 in the morning, I go get a Bloody Mary, and I want to sit around the pool.
Yeah, buddy.
And if there's a whole bunch of stuff around there, I normally sit there for about an hour, about three Bloody Marys later.
Yeah.
Then I pick everything up and take it to Lost and Found.
Oh, you're the man. You win.
That is fantastic.
You win.
So instead of being somebody who is aggressive and in their face, you're actually doing what you think is a good deed, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if they're not there for an hour and I'm three sheets to the wind, something's going to happen.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, Randy, you're my kind of guy.
You're very funny.
You win,
yeah,
man.
But Emily, you're the first one I'd turn into Lost and Found.
Oh.
I found these Cosmos.
What if I brought you a Bloody Mary?
Right.
You could
be
bought.
Maybe two and I'd save your seat.
You are such a good man. Have a great day, buddy, all right?
Thanks. Take
care.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.